This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On your home for the best Ravens coverage. Time for News from the Nest with Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Total Request Thursday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. It's Thursday. We're talking about some NFL football. Week 4 starts tonight. Cincinnati hosting the Miami Dolphins. Ravens hosting the Buffalo Bills. Joining us now to talk about this weekend's matchups and the quarterback matchups in particular. Former NFL head coach, Detroit, of course, Ravens offense coordinator, joining us on the Ashley Furniture Hotline as he does every Thursday at noon. Marty Morningweg. Marty, good afternoon. What's happening?
Bob and Vinny, let's turn it up. It's awesome to be with you. What an exciting NFL season already, and let alone we're going into the fourth week.
Before we get to tonight's game, Marty, and I want to ask you about Tua versus Joe Burrow. Justin Herbert was part of that draft class. He's playing on bad ribs. They've had a decimated team injury-wise. I know a lot of people talking up the Chargers. Is it too early to stick a fork in them, or do we still have 14 games left to determine whether or not they are going to live up to the advanced hype?
It's a marathon season. However, the Chargers are beat up, and they're beat up starting with their quarterback, among others. So I think they're going to have to climb a big, big mountain to sneak into the playoffs. So, yeah, I think it's going to be if they drop one or two more here, it may be over early in the season for the Chargers.
Now, for the Bengals, they're 1-2. They're hosting Miami undefeated. And we've talked about Tua Tagovailoa, certainly after he shredded the Ravens. But how do you feel about Burrow, the punishment he takes, and the importance of this game for the Bengals at home? Last thing I would assume they want to be is 1-3 right now.
Yeah. Well, any team that starts 0-2, there's about somewhere between a 7 and 8% chance of actually making the playoffs. And there's been no teams the last 3 years make the playoffs after starting 0-2. So they got off of the snide. Out of the teams that were 0-2, the Cincinnati Bengals would be the one that I would pick because of their high level of talent and their quarterback to actually overcome it and make the playoffs. Burrow's got some rib injuries. That's a very difficult thing to play through. As just simply as far as the breathing, let alone actually all the movement that has to go through. Now, he's getting beat up a little bit. You know, Vinny and Bob, I always think out of all these sacks that he's taken, typically two-thirds of them are quarterback-related. So he's got to, at some point, adjust his style a little bit. I remember the great Peyton Manning. He had a terrific offensive line, but he'd go single-digit sacks for a whole year. Now, you get these active quarterbacks, you typically live with a few more sacks, but not that many. Joe Burrow, you can take that into your own hands and minimize many of those sacks.
Hey, Marty, when you're, you know, thinking as an offensive coordinator, all right, it's Sunday night or Monday, you know you're getting ready to play Buffalo, the number one pass team in the league, and you've got the 32nd ranked pass defense. Now, what goes into your thinking as a play caller because, you know, you need to help out the defense?
Yeah, I'll tell you, you have to take care of the ball. You want to make sure that you have possession of the ball after every offensive play. That alone, so you stay away from turnovers, really, making it real simple. That alone will help the defense. I will tell you, this is going to be a heck of a matchup, the 2-1 Bills, coming off a horrible loss to the Dolphins, right? I mean, they had so many yards, so many red zone opportunities. It was crazy the way they lost the game. So if they get all of that thing corrected, they're going to give the Ravens a heck of a game. Now, Vinny, the one thing that I'm really concerned about is the Ravens' defense. Mm-hmm. They gave up 447 yards, something crazy, to the Patriots. Now, this is 2 weeks in a row where they've given up a huge amount of yards. Now, the one good thing they did was they got four turnovers. But you just can't play that way over the course of a long season. They've got to tighten that thing up just a little bit.
All right, Marty, when you're looking at it now, I mean, you got Von Miller, you got Rousseau. I mean, you've got the number one defense coming in, and they can get after the quarterback. If you're Greg Roman, you know, and you got Falele, let's say Falele starting at left tackle, what are you doing game plan? How does that change compared to if you have Ronnie Stanley starting, and then what would you do with Stanley because he hadn't played in 2 years?
Yeah, the first thing is, no matter which way they go with it, if Ronnie's available or not, he hadn't played in so long. Yep. So you're going to have, in the pass game, you're going to have to help that matchup right there. And you can do it many different ways throughout the game. You can put a back or a tight end on or near the line of scrimmage and get a good chip on his release. You can slide the line. There's endless ways that you can take care of that. They better focus in on that. Now, the run game's different. You expect that man to be able to execute the run game at a high level, and you can do some things. You can run away from him at just a touch higher clip without your opponent understanding what you're trying to do. Now, the good thing that the Ravens have is they have an extraordinary mobile type of quarterback. So that helps in these type of situations. You know, the mobile type quarterback. Hey, if you've got one oncoming rusher, that quarterback typically will take care of that man. The problem is if you have two oncoming type of rushers, that's where you get into trouble. So the game plan will be very important in this ball game. I'll give it to the Bills. They lost the game against the Dolphins. But, Vinny, they were playing with four, their whole secondary, four backup players in the secondary. Leslie Frazier did a heck of a job. And I will tell you, Leslie will have a very good game plan against Lamar and the Ravens offense. That will be interesting to watch.
Hey, Marty, I'm guessing that with a Von Miller type, you want to run at him, not away, right?
Yeah, there's a couple of things. In the pass game, I would be really surprised if they don't chip the heck out of him once or twice on the first, second, third, fourth place, somewhere early, and make sure that Von understands this is not going to be a one-on-one game for you. Right. So you set the tone early, and then you run right at a Von Miller type of man whose strengths. What are the man's strengths, right? The man's strength is running and hitting. So he is very effective on the backside, right? So you get into a matchup type situation. What is this man's strengths? What are his weaknesses? Stymie the strengths and go after his weaknesses. Vinny, you hit the nail on the head that way.
Now, Marty, when you see Lamar, what are you seeing? It seems like in critical situations, he'll run the football. You know, I mean, you know, they'll put it in his hands, and then he's going to take off and go.
Yeah. Look, he's still in that developmental stage. This man is so special, right? Okay, so he's got all the gut instincts, the feel of the game, the natural skill and ability. This man is fast, right? And he's throwing the ball really well. He made a couple big jumps in his NFL career throwing the ball. Heck, he just threw four touchdowns or something crazy, right? So now he's got to do the Steve Young type of thing where he forces himself to play the quarterback position first, and then he will build himself into one of the great quarterbacks that play the quarterback position, and he will end up using all of this great running ability 3, 4, 5 times a game rather than 10, 12, 18 times a game. That's what's going to happen. And look, let's just be honest. It can't go on forever because he's going to get a nick in the lower body situation at some point, and he's going to have to play the quarterback position at a high level, right? He won't be able to move quite as much. He's still going to be on the field. Did I explain that well enough there, Vinny?
Yeah, I'm good with that, Marte.
I was very clear,
yes.
Marty.
Yes, yes, bingo. You know, Vinny, I just did my first color commentary for the Montana Grizzlies, who, by the way, are ranked second in the
How'd
in
you
the
do, Marty? NCAA. How'd you do?
Yeah, you know what? I just, you know, we talked about strengths and weaknesses. I kind of know what my strengths are, and I know what my weaknesses are. I just said, Vinny, I'm going to hang with my strengths. I'm going to turn it loose. Let them stop me if they want, you know, and they didn't. So, you know, I think it's important just to know your own strengths and weaknesses. And Von Miller knows what his strengths and weaknesses are. So he likely knows what's coming at him.
Marty Morningweg joins us every Thursday. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Coach, we appreciate your time as always. Enjoy week 4, and we'll talk to you next Thursday.
Man, it's awesome. Have a great rest of the day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week 1? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.